Hallelujah. Good morning. I have a brief word for you this morning. The Lord actually had a word all outlined to share with you this morning on the topic of your last days, but the Lord led me a different way, kind of woke me up in a dream, which I don't get those dream kind of things frequently, but the Lord led me a different way, and we're going to go that way. So I shared the dream with my wife, and I don't have time to go in it specifically in detail in this forum, but my topic is going to be, before I get to the topic, actually, I'm going to say that at the end of this brief word, I'm going to call, I've done this once before, at the end of this brief word, I'm going to call for you who feel so led to come forth. I'm going to lay hands on you in a brief moment of prayer and declaration, and we're going to move on. I'm going to make that call once. Those that come forward, amen. Those that don't, God bless you, but I'm going to make that call once at the end. Our topic today is going to be fear not. I'm going to be sharing from Scripture in Old Testament in 2 Kings. The Old Testament in 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings is going to be our scripture, chapter 6, due to the constraints of time. I'm going to begin to read briefly 2 Kings chapter 6, and I'm going to elaborate on it as I read in our brief time here. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8, beginning reading, "Now the king of Aram was at war with Israel." At war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, "I will set up my camp in such and such a place." In other words, he says to his officers, he says, "Okay, we're gonna locate our camp here, and we're gonna do this." He was having a strategic planning meeting with his leaders, telling them what he's going to do and how he is going to wage battle in this war against Israel. So he said to his leaders, "I will set up my camp in such and such a place." But in verse 9, it says, "The man of God," okay, so this is a prophet who's in the camp of Israel, who's doing some things while the enemy is having their strategic planning meeting regarding how they are going to wage their battle. Over here in the other camp, in Israel, there is a man of God. And something is happening with that man of God in the scripture telling you. "The man of God sent word to the king of Israel," who this king was plotting against, said, "Beware of passing that place, because the Arameans are going down there." So the prophet who's working for the king of Israel got some intelligence regarding some weapons of mass destruction, if you will, that the king of Aram was planning to wage against Israel. The Lord revealed to the prophet in Israel what was going to happen, and the prophet shared that with the king of Israel so the king of Israel could be prepared. So then going on in verse 10, "So," because of this word he received from the prophet, "so the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God. Time and time again, Elisha, the prophet, warned the king so that he was on his guard in such places." So in other words, every time Aram and the king of Aram and his leaders were playing, okay, that didn't work this time, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to do it this way. The Lord would send a word to Elisha, the prophet, and say, "The king of Aram, he's going to do such and such and so and so. Tell the king of Israel." So Elisha would tell the king of Israel, and the king of Israel was able to prepare and to avoid, because he knew what was going to happen, because they were in war. Can you say war?
War.
Can you say war?
War?
They were in war one with another, and God was helping Elisha to help the king of Israel and the Israelites by extension. Verse 11, this, the fact that Elisha was sharing all of his strategic plans with the king of Israel, this enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, because he didn't know what was going on. He didn't know how the king of Israel was finding out and avoiding his strategic plans. And so he assumed there was a mole, there was a spy in the camp. So this enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, "Will you not tell me which one of us is on the side of the king of Israel?" In other words, which one of you is the traitor? Which one of you is spy? Find them out. Somebody's leaking our secret memos to the enemy. Because those Israelites, those holy people, every time we try to kill them, they get in the way. They know our plans. They avoid our traps. What's going on? Find out. Do an investigation. Call a Senate subcommittee. Will you not tell me which one of us is on the side of the king of Israel? Verse 12. None of us, my lord the king, said one of his officers. But you see, what's happening is Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom. So it's even worse than just leaking out memos from the boardroom. He knows what's going on in your bedroom, O king, even before you get to the boardroom. So the king said, go find out where he is, where this prophet is, the king ordered, verse 13, so I can send men and capture him. The report came back, he is in Dothan. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city where Elisha was, the prophet, the man of God. Verse 15, when the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, this is the servant of Elisha, the prophet, when he went up and got out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots has surrounded their city. Then the servant proclaimed, oh my Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Then the man of God, the prophet, said, don't be afraid. Say, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Say, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Or I shorten it even less. Say, fear not.
Fear not.
Say, fear not.
Fear not.
Say, fear not.
Fear not,
the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. I'm going to say that again. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And then Elisha the prophet prayed and said, O Lord, in regards to the servant, O Lord, open the servant's eyes so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw that the hills were full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So yes, he had seen the chariots and the weapons of mass destruction and the battalions and the tanks of the enemy, but the servant had not been able to see the hosts of God, that the chariots of fire, the angelic beings that had been arrayed on Elisha's side, this same Elisha that had been given a word of prophecy, a word of insight into what the enemy was doing. So God had prepared a way out, but the servant didn't see it because the servant did not have the insight, and the servant was fearing, and the servant was afraid, and the servant was trembling, and the servant was beside himself. But Elisha said to the servant, fear not.
Amen. Amen.
He who is with us is greater than he who is with them. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Verse 18, as the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, strike these people with blindness. So he struck them with blindness as Elisha had asked. And I won't read the rest of it, but at the end of the story, basically what happens is the Israelites win. The enemy is struck with blindness, so much that they don't know what's going on. And then Elisha kind of comes to him as to say, where are you? What's going on? We can't see. He says, oh, don't worry, just follow me. And he said, okay. And they follow him, and he walks them right into the middle of Israel's main town. And then the Lord restores their eyes, and he says, oh my God, we're in the middle of the enemy's camp. And Israel kind of comes upon them and can do whatever they want with them. And in fact, Israel had opportunity to just kill them. The king of Israel said, okay, here they are. Thank you very much. We can just kill them. Is that what we're going to do? And Elisha said, well, no. Don't necessarily kill them. Treat them with kindness. So the Lord had led the enemy right into the middle of Israel's territory, and the king of Israel said, yes, let's kill them. That's what they were going to do to us. And I said, well, we think that. Does the Lord want you to kill them? Well, sure, of course he does. But in that case, the Lord said, no, just treat them with kindness. And they treated them with kindness, and the enemy said, oh, we're sorry. And the enemy went on the way, went back home, and never attacked Israel again.
Amen.
So point number one, fear not. For those that are with you are greater than those that are arrayed against you. Point two, understand how God, be able to look and see what God is doing for you and be able to stand as a soldier of God, because we are in a battle. Just like Israel was in a battle here. And when you come here, when you come to fellowship, you are coming to your West Point, okay, your military academy, to learn how to be in battle. Yes, the fellowship is wonderful and all that, but the real battlefield is out there. And how would it look for a commander from West Point to go out to battle and then come back to West Point? Oh, you know, commander, officer, sir, general, sir, I got a boo-boo. The enemy, he poked my elbow and I got a boo-boo right on my elbow. And you was like, no, you're in a war. Expect a boo-boo. Expect to be bruised. Expect the enemy to be arrayed against you. That's their job, to be arrayed against you. But you are in a war. Fear not. For greater is he that is with you than those that are in the world. And so here's my prayer. So if you are in a battle and you are being tempted at times to be afraid, I want you to come up here right now. We're done. And so I'm not going to wait. And so if you want prayer for you, I'm just going to pray over you, as in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 told us that God hath not given us the spirit of fear, the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So I'm just going to say, well, you fear not. That's all I'm going to say is fear not. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Move on. Fear not. 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 Greater is he that's with you than he is in the world. Be blessed. One, two, three. Triple A.